Back on the KCII PM sports page, now time for our Jet Physical Therapy Softball Athletes of the Week. This week we have twin sisters for Washington High School, Alexa and Caitlin Mitchell. Ladies, thanks for joining me here today.
Thanks for having us.
Well, ladies, the team's won 7 in a row, off to a really good middle part of the season. Alexa, let's start with you. How do you think the team's playing right now, and what's made them so successful?
Well, we've just been really clicking as a team. Like, practices have been really well, and we're on all levels, we're just doing really well as a team.
Mm-hmm. And Caitlin?
Yeah, our defense, we're limiting our errors in the field, and our offense, we're getting off to great starts, scoring in the first inning, just putting it all together.
Mm-hmm. You know, last 2-3 weeks, you've had a lot of games come right down to the wire, a couple walk-off wins. You had that 12-inning marathon. Did you think that game was going to end last week?
No.
It went a while, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was a long game.
Well, kind of cardiac kids, the team has kind of been nicknamed, as me and Coach Oberman were talking up in the booth. What does it take to win close games like that, and especially, you know, one that goes 12 innings?
Toughness. To be able to have that attitude of, like, even if the other team scores, to be able to come right back and score and hold them on defense, to be able to make the routine plays when the game is on the line.
Mm-hmm. Alexa, I know in that type of game, the fans are on edge. I know Coach Overman's on edge. As players, what's going through your mind? You know, you have to score 2 runs here, or the game's over. Kind of, how do you stay calm, cool, and collected?
You kind of just have to think about it as, like, a normal game. Because if you let it get to your head, then you won't do as well. So it's just like, okay, I'm going to go up to bat. I'm going to hit the ball. I'm just going to do all I can for the team.
Mm-hmm. Let's start offensively. Both of you are having fantastic seasons, north of .320 batting average for both of them, over 24 runs batted in. Alexa, start with you. Offensively, what do you think is clicking for you this season?
I think I'm just seeing the ball really well. I've been working really hard in practice and just trying to swing hard and just do all I can.
Mm-hmm. And Caitlin?
For me, it's about, like, having my perfect pitch on, like, the right count. So if it's 0-0, I'm looking for that pitch that's right down the middle. And then 1-0, I'm still looking for my pitch. And then I just, when I get more strikes on me, I widen my zone. But I'm really just trying to find my pitch and hit it hard.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I've noticed with this team, or the games that I've broadcast, seems like when one player gets a hit, it kind of snowballs, kind of effect. Caitlin, how do you think that has been for your team? Do you just kind of work off of each other, and that's how you get the crooked numbers?
Yeah, I think that's definitely what happens, especially when, say, Kelly or Kinsey starts us off. We all kind of get that attitude like, oh, they're hitting. We need to keep it going so we can hit them in and score them. And I think it just kind of gets everybody pumped up when one person starts to hit, so then we can just keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Alexa, a pitcher for the team, a 1 of 3. We'll get to kind of all three of them, but you specifically this season, how do you think you've been doing in the circle, and how do you think you've improved on maybe from years past?
I think I've been doing pretty well. I mean, in years past, I've definitely got more strikeouts, I think, and just, like, I'm throwing a lot harder than I used to, and so that's pretty big.
It's pretty rare at the high school level to have 3 really quality pitchers. That's a luxury that you have alongside Molly and Kara. Is that also a matter of you all three working off of each other and maybe helping each other improve throughout the season?
Yeah, we all click well together, and it's really nice to have, like, the 3 of us, so that we know that if someone's not doing as well as they usually are, then we have that backup there.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin, you catch Alexa. I gotta ask, is twin telepathy a thing when you're two with the catcher and pitcher?
Not really. I mean, I can always tell what she's thinking, I guess, by her facial expression, just because obviously we're twins. I mean, we kind of get that, like, we can tell what each other, what we're thinking. But it's also just because I've caught for her for so many years.
Mm-hmm. And what's that relationship like, Alexa, having your sister behind the plate?
I mean, it's really nice because she's always there when I need to practice, and, like, she's always, like, I just know that she's always going to be there, and she's always going to catch the ball usually, so.
You know, when you're at home, how competitive is the Mitchell household?
It's very competitive.
Is, like, anything and everything at the house a competition?
It's not so much with us two. I mean, we do kind of get a little bit of competition, but it's also our little sister. She's 13, and she kind of likes to instigate things between us. So she'll kind of be like, oh, Caitlin did a lot better than you did today, Alexa, or vice versa. So.
Nice. Coach Overman, he's been around your entire high school career. Caitlin, we'll start with you. What do you like about Coach?
He's just kind of, he's there for us. Like, you can, he gets so into it because he cares about us, and he just, his whole reason for coaching is because he wants us to do well, and he'll do anything he can to try to make us better. Mm. So it's really nice having that type of coach.
Mm. Alexa?
Well, basically what she said, he's just so into it for us, and he is very encouraging and has a great attitude and always wants us to do the best that we can, and it's just great to have someone like that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I asked Alexa what she thinks she's improved on the most. Caitlin, you've been around varsity level a while as well. Whether it's offensively or defensively, what do you think you've improved on?
With my catching, definitely blocking. I've improved on that because for some reason that's something I've always struggled with. So I've definitely been able to block the ball better, which obviously helps our team with pass balls and stuff. And also my throwdowns.
Yeah.
Been able to throw a couple girls out this year, and that's definitely helped a lot. A
couple of those came the other night.
Yep.
In the win against Keokuk. Well, ladies, our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
Well, we do a team stretch in the beginning. We go through dynamic stretches, high knees, butt kicks, stuff like that. And then I make sure we do a long toss when we play catch so I can get my arm warmed up. So I'm ready to go to try to throw people out because it's a lot of throwing. And then I just kind of catch for my pitchers. I try to help them get warmed up, get my legs loosened up. So I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Kind of broad one here of just in general, what do you like about being a Demon for the Washington softball team?
The atmosphere is pretty great. I mean, we have a lot of great fans, and just the team chemistry is really nice, and like I couldn't imagine playing for anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. And Caitlin?
Yeah, it's definitely, we are very big on the team. We have great chemistry. Family are saying we break to family on three, so because we are a family, and it's just really nice to be able to play at our field and to have our fans.
Alexa, if this team wants to have a deep postseason run, what do you think the key is?
Just basically putting it all together. So we've been doing a pretty good job of that lately, but just like scoring every inning, making sure we have the best defense that we can.
Anything to add, Caitlin?
I think it's just keeping offensive defense really strong and also having just the attitude that we can beat anybody in the state. Like if we go up there with that attitude, I think that we can go far.
Mm-hmm. Well, ladies, I appreciate it. Congratulations and best of luck.
Thank you.
That's Caitlin and Alexa Mitchell of the Washington High School softball team. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Softball Athletes of the Week. Let's take another quick break. We'll come back with more of the KCII PM Sports page right after this.